Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
We will start with one of my favorite people and yours, the host of the David Bellavia Show, weekdays 10 to 2. It is David Bellavia. David, good morning. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. David, good morning.
I thought I did something. Good morning. How are you, Joe?
David, I'm doing well, and I'm glad you're able to join me on such short notice. And, you know, surprising news, at least to me. And I want to know how you took this information. You know, during the week, we found out there was a Chinese spy balloon hovering over Montana. To me, that was a complete shock. How did you take the news?
It's humiliating, which is why, I mean, look, China's not using spy balloons. They're not contracting with the Wizard of Oz to do espionage. This is obviously done for the sole purpose to humiliate us. And mission accomplished. NORAD, we know very well that it can track anything. It can also make stuff up. No offense to the Santa Claus people that are watching where Santa Claus delivering presents, but NORAD puts things out. We were tracking this thing for a very long time. Vice President was getting briefs. President was getting briefs. The Pentagon was getting briefs, or were they not getting briefs? This has isolated our biggest Achilles heel when it comes to defending the United States of America. We have the great gear. We have the great personnel. But as we saw in the blizzard storm, sometimes it's not gear and personnel. Sometimes it's leadership, the ability to make a decision and to be accountable when you screw up. And those three things hurt us in the blizzard, and those three things are hurting our country right now.
David, do you think there's a next act? You know, you said this was used to humiliate. What's the next act from China? What do they want to, is in your opinion, do they want to build on sending this balloon over the continental United States?
Well, they're acting now. This is what China does. This is the whole gimmick. They're like, you make a gun out of toilet paper and it gets rained on. And everyone makes fun of the toilet paper gun, and you say, how dare you? You've insulted me. The next time you do that, it's going to be an escalation. You sent a balloon over. There's no way on earth you believe that that isn't a provocation. There's no way. By the way, the response from this administration is to say, this happened three other times during Trump. I don't give a damn if it happened 12 times and other. No one has watched in real time a balloon floating across the skies. We had the Pentagon telling the American people, if you're concerned about it, open up the window, and if you're still alive, everything's okay. Very crude customer service for a democratic republic. We're either informed and told the truth, or we're being lied to, And this administration just can't get out of its way. When things like Afghanistan, we still don't have any idea. By the way, SEAL Team 6 killed a guy in Somalia who orchestrated the bombing at the Abbey Gate that killed 13 American soldiers in Afghanistan. After this administration told us it was ISIS-K and it was aided and created and abetted inside Afghanistan itself. Now we find out they did have international connections to ISIS, things that they lied about in real time. I can't, enough's enough. We need, we've got major problems in this White House and major problems in the Pentagon that we can't even get our story straight on a balloon, damn it.
You know, they shot the thing down over the coast of South Carolina, or off the coast of South Carolina. Is there something next that the United States should do? You talk about the communication within D.C. itself, but how does the United States address this when it comes to China? I mean, obviously, China's having their way by sending this thing, and it did go over the entire country before the military reacted. What should the U.S.'s response be with China?
So for years and years, people thought if we were going to get hit by an intercontinental ballistic missile, it was going to come from Mexico, the south side. That is how America would be hit. So in the 70s, or late 60s, early 70s, Americans put robust ground surveillance radar and satellite imagery on our north border. That's where an ICBM, we were most susceptible to it. What this balloon did was show that we're still susceptible to putting out information and getting folks ready. The F-22s and F-35s at Alaska are there to protect us from Russia. It appears that Russia addressed this hot air, this balloon, before we did with the border of Alaska. This thing should have been shot down while it was in the Pacific Ocean. There's no reason whatsoever to even pretend. There's no protocol in any branch of service to say, I made contact with the enemy. It's not supposed to be here. Let's hang out with it for a couple of weeks to see what it does. That's absurd. We're talking about airspace. Joe, this was 7,000 feet from the envelope of commercial aircraft. If you want to play around with commercial aircraft at 7,000 feet, you know, then we've got a much more dangerous new world we're living in.
David, you know, we talk about all the overseas, obviously the Taliban in Afghanistan after the United States pulled out. You've got Russia, you've got China. Really, who's the biggest threat to the United States right now?
Our leadership, our civilian leadership in the Pentagon and this White House, are and have continued to be. And let's be honest, everyone thinks that, you know, this type of mindset, they hate our military. They don't understand strategy. They understand what they want. They want the budget. They just want the money. It really isn't all that serious. They understand that there's a threat out there. They understand what Russia wants to do in China. These are intelligent men and women. They just want the budget the military has right now. So whatever they can isolate that, wherever they can move that, the military doesn't need it. They can spend it better because they're smarter. But the civilians that are running the military are the worst probably in 25 years. It's generals are, you know, make decisions. Generals own because they have to because of their rank. They have to own decisions. And you saw that with Milley owning Afghanistan when he didn't have fingerprints on Afghanistan. He owned it. Civilian leadership in the Pentagon is the worst of all time. That's why you've got critical race theory. That's why units are training for combat by learning pronouns. Not making this up. Their training qualification to go downrange is not shoot 3,000 rounds, shoot, move, and communicate, do first aid. It's how do you identify, you know, a woman without offending her? She, he, pronoun, they. This is garbage, and it's done specifically to stymie a response, and that's what you saw against China. No one can make a decision because they're afraid of who's going to get blamed and thrown under the bus, and the elections have consequences. This is your consequence, America.
David, if David Bellavia was calling the shots, if David Bellavia was heading the military, what would your response to China be? Would there be a response? What would be the right thing to do?
7th Fleet, U.S. Navy, goes right back into Korea. We put 50,000 troops in the Philippines, and we start putting all rocket batteries that were given to Ukraine to Taiwan and tell the Chinese, your game, game, set, match. You don't have amphibious vehicles. You can't move troops across the water, but you can send a hot air balloon to the United States of America. Not a chance in hell. We bring our Navy to show why the Navy is the most elite in the world, and you get them all positioned in Taiwan, because I'm telling you, this thing's kicking off, and it's going to kick off in 2 years. With these if they're going to be that provocative, then Taiwan is certainly in the crosshairs right now.
How does that look, David? You know, we saw Russia and the Ukraine, Russia invading Ukraine, and the support that Ukraine's gotten. What if China did decide to go to war? What if China decided to be militarily active, if that's the right way to put it? You know, who takes what side on the other side of the world?
It's a lot of weird partners developed, like Vietnam, who America went to war with and is considered to be a communist state. Vietnam would go to war with us. They would be our ally against China. It's really strange, but it would be like going to war with the 3rd Infantry Division if you purchased all the armor on Wish.com. We have no confidence whatsoever that Chinese military can even hold up to anything. They have not had sustained conflict. And the last time they engaged an enemy on the battle space, it was the Kashmir province, and the Indian Special Forces killed 30 Chinese elite rangers, and they didn't even have a firearm. They beat them to death with paddles and sticks. I'm not impressed with China. Nobody else is. This whole thing is bluster and how they're perceived. And I'll tell you, Xi Jinping has got a lot of problems on his hands. And the one thing he doesn't want is the U.S. Air Force and Navy on that list, because there's no surviving that.
Well, David, we look forward to your commentary throughout the week and your insight. I've always said this, David, no one can bring people in like you can, especially, you know, a story, history. I love it all. And I'm so happy that you were able to join me this morning.
Hey, man, anything for you. Great show. Keep it up. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, David. Thank you so much. That is David Bellavia, host of The David Bellavia Show, weekdays 10 to 2.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.